Saudi Arabia cracks down on anti-government dissent. A Saudi court has handed down jail terms to two men for taking part in protests in the eastern province. One defendant was given 8 years, while the other received 9 years in prison after being found guilty of participating in several rallies in Qatif. Rights groups say there are some 40,000 political prisoners in Saudi Arabia, many of them held without charge or trial. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Professor Mohsen Saleh, who is a professor at the Lebanese University, and he is joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. How should we assess this ongoing protest movement in Saudi Arabia? Now we have two more people handed jail terms simply for protesting.
Well, we should add more prisoners to your list, that there are tens of thousands of political prisoners in the Saudi jails, Saudi tribal regime in at this time and before. And of course, people are paying for their freedom. And of course, they did what probably most of the people in the whole world, when they revolt against a dictator or despotic regime like Saudi Arabia's regime. Unfortunately, the Saudis, they don't have a law, they don't have civil law, and they are killing people or imprisoning them without any real accusations. Well, let's to say crystal accusations. If you protest or you go into in your computer, you go into a site that the what's so-called the kingdom they don't like, so you go to prison and you are sentenced up to 8 years or 9 years, or you're putting something on your phone, or you are talking about the political prisoners. These are the simple things that you go for 8 years or 9 years. And this is not only unfair, this is the most despotic regime in the whole world. You can't see a regime like putting people behind bars like that, and they don't have lawyers, they don't have human courts, they don't have the basic things for such kind of justice and trials. I guess now, of course, the Saudis, especially in the eastern part, they are having a hard time, of course, dealing with this regime. And I guess they have their destiny is to continue their march until they get their full freedom in a very good regime. This regime should be changed.
Professor, I wanted to ask you about that, in fact, about the timeline. How much longer do you think this situation can continue?
Well, the situation in the region, I guess, is transforming, and the Saudis will have hard time, of course, especially as we know that the Americans are backing this regime and they are benefiting from the existence of this regime. But the Saudis, I guess, in all parts or provinces in Saudi Arabia, in the Arabian Peninsula, actually, they have to continue their march until they change the regime in its basic and essential pillars. Especially, we know that there is no place in the whole world you see a state named or called after the family, that they are ruling the people and enslaving them and having the wealth and the resources, basic resources of Saudi Arabia, full rich of oil and gas, and they are having the whole monopoly on the wealth of the Saudi Arabia, preventing, depriving people from their basic rights and from their material life, social life, economic life. It is unfortunate. Probably nobody can envy the Saudis of having such a bad regime.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Professor Mohsen Saleh speaking to us live from Beirut.